I have barely had a chance to talk with Chris Hannigan, who's been setting up. He has 6 or 7 songs prepared, and hopefully we'll be able to get to nearly all of them. You'll get to know him a little bit throughout our time together this hour. And before we even talk, I thought we would just have him start off and play. So please join me in welcoming Chris Hannigan.
This song is called Doing What I Love. Oh, the water and the waves, sun and the sand, walking down the beach with my surfboard in hand, and doing what I love, doing what I love. And nobody can get you down when you're doing what you love. Then I'm cutting through the curl, carving through the barrel, zigging and zagging, I bail if I have to, when I'm doing what I love, doing what I love. And nobody can get you down when you're doing what you love. Oh, what can I say? It's the way that it goes. I try and I try, it's all that I know, and it's always an adventure. I feel so complete out in the ocean. I've got everything I need. Then I'm paddling out to try to catch another. Took a real bad spill, oh, isn't that a bummer? But I'm doing what I love, doing what I love. And nobody can get you down when you're doing what you love. Oh, what can I say? It's the way that it goes. I try and I try, it's all that I know, and it's always an adventure. I feel so complete out in the ocean. I've got everything I need. Now life is simple, life is so red. I'm always on the road, but it's not so bad when I'm doing what I love, doing what I love. And nobody can get you down when you're doing what you love.
It's a nice song, Chris. That's Chris Hannigan. You sound great. Is that on the new EP?
That is on the new EP, Lickety Split.
And we linked to Chris's Bandcamp site, which I think is probably the best way for you to get to know him if you're looking. And when did the EP come out?
Around my birthday, June, July, it all sort of blends together. I did a free digital download release. And then I made some copies on my computer and sort of handed them out to local musicians just to get a little bit of feedback. But the idea was just to sort of, create a mixture of songs that I'd written over the course of a few years and, just put it out there and sort of see what happens. So it's been great so far.
Good. Is it... mostly, how's the production values? You and your guitar or harmonica, you're not...
Yeah, super simple. I just went into the studio to get the better rate. I think it was $50 an hour or something like that. And I just spent a couple hours, literally after a day of work, went in at midnight and recorded from like midnight until 2 or 3 in the morning. And just did a quick mastering and just...
that it was that, you know.
Good
lickety,
for you.
Lickety split. Some people spend like, you know, hours and days and months and years in the studio. I just wanted sort of a live EP to get the songs done and packaged together.
So. Did Lickety Split, was that inspired by the process?
Pretty much, yeah. I like the way it sounds, and I just was trying to think of a way to sort of, you know, it's a little bit of a joke, I guess.
I like it. That'd be a good band name, too. I'm sure it's probably taken. But it's funny. When I was growing up, my mom would always say, like, we can get this done, 1, 2, 3. And, you know, Lickety Split is another one of those. There's In a Jiffy. There's all these expressions for that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a kind of an out-of-date expression, too. So,
yeah.
You know, just sort of bringing it back, I like to, you know, I like to do that.
Yeah, you got to wonder the etymology behind that, you know, splitting cordwood or something, who knows. So speaking of growing up, tell me about where you're from and how you came to be a songwriter and singer.
Sure. I grew up in Shaler, you know, just outside of Pittsburgh, and played guitar probably since 8th grade, 9th grade. Wanted to learn a couple Weezer songs. And, you know, for a while I just played the guitar. That was difficult enough. And then, you know, I learned some Beatles songs, of course. And, you know, when I learned that I could, you know, sing and play the guitar, manage the two together, that was a big achievement. And then I took lessons, you know, here and there. And then I've always just sort of I've done it sort of as a hobby. And in terms of, you know, becoming a songwriter, that's been sort of a gradual process. I'd performed a lot prior to, you know, writing songs, you know, playing different parties and church events and kind of anywhere and everywhere, even, you know, busking on the streets and things like that, just to get a lot of practice and experience. And then through college, listening to, you know, WYEP, of course, and learning about, you know, the folk traditions and things like that, listening to Bob Dylan, you know, Damien Rice, trying to think, Gary Jules, you know, that was kind of early on, James Taylor, of course. And I moved to California, lived there for 2 years and played a lot of music there. And that's where I sort of started writing a little bit more in earnest and coming into my own and, you know, developing sort of a style.
And what brought you back to Pittsburgh?
I ran out of money. I had trouble finding sort of steady employment, and I was working at a business journal for a little while, and then for about a year actually, and then I flat out sort of quit, which I don't know if it was a mistake or not. Probably I think all musicians should probably try to keep a good day job if possible, and then, you know, pursue their passions.
Well. Journalism or publishing is a tough business. I mean, a high stress business.
Yeah, I had a good gig. I was like an associate sort of or an assistant editor. I had a column every 2 weeks, but it was minimal work. I should have kept it. It was comfortable, but I had all these. I started playing farmers markets in California, and it was nice because, you know, I could make a pretty good amount of money, but I have to sing for 3 hours straight. And, you know, it just started to take a sort of a physical toll on me.
Oh, yeah.
But then I'd started to book sort of some corporate gigs and some wedding gigs. And, you know, one thing led to another where it was just so much music at once. And then I thought, well, I'm going to sort of go for it. But I didn't even have a record out. I didn't have, you know, my things together really. So, you know, eventually I had to sort of come home and regroup and focus and, you know, just balance my life a little bit better.
That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, you're supposed to figure that stuff out by trial and error, I think. What would you like to play next?
I'll do a song called Rest in Peace.
This is Chris Hannigan, by the way. If you're just tuning in to the Saturday Light Brigade, and we've linked to his Bandcamp site, Lickety Split is his relatively new EP. It's Hannigan with two N's. Otherwise, I think you know how to spell it. Here he is again.
The this
three
professor.
Three N's, I guess, actually.
No, no, no. Well, yeah,
yeah,
three
I just
N's.
Realized two N's in the middle.
H-A-N-N-I-G-A-N spells Hannigan. You got it. So, this is called Rest in Peace. I took off for California in a rusty, beat-up car, head full of dreams, a bag of books, my cell phone, suitcase, and guitar. It's not the destination, it's the journey that I seek. And for this restless soul to learn all the secrets of the meek. Ooh. Ooh. Behind me, and I got a thousand more to go. I see ghosts amid the headlights, and I got an aching in my bones. There's a girl I often think about, she is a little out of sorts. But when she stares me down, it's like the angels walk the earth. Ooh, ooh. Silver locket that is fixed around her neck. Never told me what was inside, though I can recollect the way it dangled gracefully in the evening summer wind, and the way the light reflected as I watched that locket spin. Ooh. On 43rd and Main. Ooh. Ooh. Walked free from the wreckage with the wisdom of a sage, while I stumbled blindly through the night in a tired, drunken rage. We lost some friends along the way, like a book with a missing page. May they rest in peace and find some solace in the grave. Ooh.
It's a pretty song. That's Chris Hannigan at the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. Thanks for being with us. Nice day today. It's going to be about 60 degrees and sunny. Tomorrow there's about a 40% chance of rain. Otherwise, close to 60 again. 45 degrees is tonight's low. And currently sunny all over. 46 in Clarion, up to 50 in Grove City and Washington, as well as at our studios. 44, a little cloudy in New Concord, and 48 degrees in Indiana. As I mentioned, 50 here. I get the sense you probably write the lyrics to these before you write the music. Am I right? I'm just guessing, because these are pretty complicated lyrics. They're beautiful. They really scan like poems that you eventually are. I should let you explain that process.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm actually more interested in, you know, how you sort of interpret it, because I don't get much feedback on that type of thing. So I think that that's really true. Most of my songs, they'll start maybe with sort of a musical idea, maybe a chord or a chord progression. And, and then I sort of fall into a rhythm, in terms of the way that the words sort of sound together. And, some of them are very symmetrical. And actually, one of the challenges lately is to make them maybe a little bit more different, because, they can get a little bit monotone. If all the verses are symmetrical and the same, it's like, we got to make it a little bit more interesting. So musically, one of the things I hope to do sort of in the future is add some more instrumentation and, sort of improve that. But
is it hard for you to consider a song done?
It was, of course. But then after five verses, I'm like, okay, that's enough, sometimes I can be really, windy and verbose. Other times, the first song I played, Doing What I Love, is a little bit simpler. So,
well, I meant, it's interesting. I think I meant that in a different way. Not so much done in terms of length, but just you're done creating it. You are no longer going to, in your process, are you redrafting and revising and rethinking? I would, maybe not.
A lot of what I do, I try to sort of let it be as it is. And I'm a bit of a perfectionist and a slow worker as it sort of happens. So I'm careful about, how things sort of come out. And then I just have to learn to let it be, because there will be another song that I can sort of maybe improve upon or revise in terms of the body of work, rather than spending so much time on one song. Let's get a song a week done, or a song every couple weeks done, and then let it be. I'm tempted sometimes, because there are things I know that I might like to change, but it's better to have it and then move on.
I see, that's interesting. There are some people who I'm trying to decide if I want to use this expression or not.
Go ahead.
Well, you don't know what it is yet.
I'm open to it.
No, it's more. A friend of mine who writes for the Post Gazette, Tony Norman, said that sometimes you just have to vomit it out and then, work on it later.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me like you're unlikely to do that. You're really going to ruminate and then slowly craft, as opposed to just laying it out and bringing it back, which...
There is a certain... it's a nice vomit, sometimes. but there's another song, Old Town, which was just sort of this collection. Like, I say it's like sort of a junk drawer of ideas. Mm-hmm. I think that, I'll sort of go through life and I'll experience things and I put them sort of into this, place where they are processed, and sort of it's like a repository of ideas and expressions and things. And then when I sit down to write, it hopefully all comes out at once. I don't like to spend more than even 2 days on the majority of the lyrics, because I just like sort of the consistency of it.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm performing it, I can sort of, it makes it even more difficult to remember, because if it all sort of, comes out at once, it just is what it is.
Yeah, that's interesting. Chris Hannigan is who we're talking to here, and we really should let him play another song rather than just talking about the songs that he plays and writes. What would you like to play next?
I could do Old Town, since I mentioned it.
So this is the junk drawer of ideas.
The junk drawer song. And it always ends up being a little different. I am a child of the earth, a swimmer of the sea.
tried to play it cool, honey, till I ended up freaking out. I'm worn and I am weary, oh, a ragamuffin recluse. I got all these rusty notions when I'm out on loose. See, I am nothing but trouble, oh, it's freedom I seek. I'm tired of this old town, is it tired of me? I'm blood and I'm water, a bag of rusty bones, caught up in the rain without a shelter or umbrella, and I'm mixed up and alone. Won't. Could you spare a nickel or maybe just a dime? I am the foolish fool, I'm falling faster through the middle of the hourglass of time. And I am the words of your prophets, and I'm the churning of the raging sea. I'm tired of this old town, is it tired of me? I feel like Superman's assistant, way above these clouds, soaring through the atmosphere. I want somebody get me down. See, I am wired in the morning, giving up on sleep. I am just like an itty bitty alligator watching all the slaughter of the sheep. And I'm the breast milk of your mother, and I'm the rain-soaked streets, and I'm tired of this old town. Is it tired of me? And I feel like the foolish fool on fire, calmed by the wind. California twilight, I might be your long lost twin. I feel like history repeating and repeating in the wheel, stuck in spin. I am two tires squealing in all the points of all the pins. I am that feeling of elation and the incurable disease. Tired of this old town, is it tired of me?
That's Chris Hannigan at the Saturday Light Brigade. How old is that song?
I don't even know.
Did you write it in Pittsburgh or California?
I wrote it in Pittsburgh at a crazy mocha all in one setting.
Okay. And is the town... Well, I want to ask you if the town is...
It's not a specific
town. I was going to say, really. It could just be a metaphor for all of the things you put in the junk drawer. Are you playing out anywhere?
Yeah, I try to play as often as I can. You know, Monday nights is the Acoustic Cafe Songwriters mm-hmm. Night, and depending on my work schedule, I try to get down there at least listen to some songs. Yeah.
And that, by the way, is at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern in Pittsburgh. Is it still there or no?
Well, Bloomfield Bridge Tavern has a Tuesday night Songwriters Night at 9 p.m. The Acoustic Cafe is Monday nights at Club Cafe. Starting at 7. So they're both great. You know, both attract really, you know, great talent. Sometimes even, you know, national traveling sort of songwriters coming through there. Excuse me. I had an opportunity to host this year, which was exciting.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I try to get down there and that way, you know, just see what's going on sort of in the local scene. And it just helps to hear some great songs, and it's fun to perform, too. In addition to that, I'm playing at Howler's Cafe, which is in Bloomfield. I believe it's on the 7th of next month. It's like a holiday food drive. Mm-hmm. We can maybe list it on the website or something. And then New Year's Eve, I'm sure that's the date. I'm playing for the first night celebration with Highmark and all that. And that's at the August Wilson Center around 8 p.m.
Oh, so. Great. It's funny. You mentioned Howlers, and I was thinking, you're an awfully quiet act for Howlers. But for a holiday food drive, I could see sort of a breaking. I think of Howlers as being a little more raucous, typically.
Sure. And actually, that's, I mean, as an artist, too. And, you know, I can be loud.
Sure,
But I did grow up in, like, a quiet sort of household with neighbors upstairs and stuff like that. And, you know, I generally speak softly, and I like libraries and things like that, mm-hmm. you know. You know, I guess one of the challenges is for the next record especially to add some different sort of sounds, whether it's distorted sounds or, you know, just things with a little bit more tempo and aggression even. The last song that I'll play is a newer one, and I hope to sort of put it on the record, but it's a little bit different in terms of style and maybe not Howler's fit per se, but, you know, just I'm trying to sort of evolve and, you know, not be so boring and monotone all the time. that's my...
Well, gee, I mean, you're being a little... Hopefully you're not getting too much feedback to make you feel that way.
No, it's more self, not even criticism. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. I love doing, you know, everything, but I'd like to sort of explore different artistic forms and, you know, it just helps to change to keep it interesting.
Do you, I know you brought a harmonica with you. Do you play any other instruments?
I fiddle with the piano. I can play a ukulele fairly well. The harmonica, I sort of just try to play. I am still debating even if I want to include it on the last song, but, trumpet I played, you know, mm-hmm. in high school, and like the stage band and stuff like that. You know, if you can play one string instrument, you can sort of translate some of those skills to another. Brian, my friend, has a banjo, and so before he moved, we experimented on that a little bit. And, you know, I'm interested in, you know, learning a lot about other instruments, but guitar is my primary sort of one.
Well, let's put it to work again. What do you want to do next?
A song called Waiting for Someone to Love. I think this was the first waltz I'd ever written. Da 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 da.
twist of fate and the howling of dogs that keep her up late. She will wake in the morning wearing pink hat and gloves, waiting for someone, waiting for someone, waiting for someone to love. La da da.
That's a pretty one. My speaking of pretty, my wife Ricky and I were trying to. Ricky said he sounds like somebody. I can't figure out who he sounds like, and I'm always reluctant to make any kind of comparisons. I know that there are people that compare you with Nick Drake. Paul Simon came into my head. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I think mostly because you're singing in a range that and at a tone or calmness level that often is not heard these days. So
right,
and it's a good thing, I
sure.
think. Mark Steidel is listening in Point Breeze. I think Mark, Squirrel Hill, Point Breeze. I think I've got it right. And is listening this morning. Hello, Mark. Thank you for tuning in and writing. Now I'm gonna do. I should have said East End. Well, hopefully I got it right.
Sure,
Mark. Hearing from you is one of the highlights of today. I'm glad you're tuned in and listening, and hope things are well. We probably have time for, well, we have about 8 minutes of radio time, so okay. That could be one, could be two. I'm a little scared about two because your songs have a lot going, but if you think you can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, I'll try to do two. This is called When I'm Gone. I keep my ear to the ground and hands on the wheel. Ain't it good to love? Ain't it good to feel? Wonderful when the evening comes, when the sun is setting and the day is done. Sun is setting and the day is done. Got my hands in my pockets and my head in the clouds. It's a great big world, a real small town. When you're up, there ain't no stopping now. But what goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. Say goodbye to Carolina. Say you'll miss me when I'm gone, 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 when I'm gone. And rock the block. There's a little place just up the road where we can take it easy, we can take it slow. Take it easy, we can take it slow. And say goodbye to Carolina. Say you'll miss me when I'm gone, 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 when I'm gone.
I ain't said about the lonesome day I've had. 'Cause there's one thing that I know, it's the good times come and the good times go. Good times come and the good times go. Good times come and the good times go. Good times come and the good times go.
That's Chris Hannigan. I want to thank you for playing and let you play us out, because I am hoping we can get the last song you have planned in. You think we can do it?
Sure, I'll squeeze it in.
Anything else you wanted to mention that you may not have?
Oh, I just want to thank my lovely girlfriend, Adelina, and my landlord, Casey, for doing the folk shows, and everybody at Club Cafe, and my mom and my dad and my grandma, and just everybody else, everybody at ITT. That's it. I appreciate you having me here. Thanks, Erica May and Bill Danilo, too, for sort of passing the word along about the show. And
great.
It's wonderful.
And we're out of time. No, I'm kidding. Well, look, thank you for being with us. We're going to let Chris Hannigan close us out. And this last song is called?
This last one's called Scarlet Sun. I will attempt to play the harmonica.
We'll also thank the Oakland Girls Choir for being with us today, as well as members of the Landis String Studio Violin Ensemble. And Steve Glassman from the Design Center of Pittsburgh, Bill Schlageter from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, among our other guests.
Just like lightning striking twice, slipped between the cracks of ice, yet everything turned out nice. Words soft like velvet, yes, they rolled right off your tongue. And when you dressed your best, the angels sang a song of love, 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 of love. Unborn, my words were buried in the sand. My hands, they were full of groceries, and you could hear that marching band. Some celestial skyline, psychedelic overhead. A friend left town for love he found. I had dreams of the dead, of the dead, of the dead. All the roads, they were blocked by traffic cops, so I took the way around. Found a place where there were pigeons picking seeds up off the ground. I met this man, I shook his hand, he was near an 89. I felt fine most of the time, though he dined, I said good night, good night. Blessings come, blessings go, there are rain that's here and gone. I took the train to Philadelphia, and I arrived before the dawn. Now scarlet sun is rising up above this misty morn. All people sleep and they miss so much, and they curse the day with scorn, with scorn. I'm falling faster, far down into an endless sea of sound, where there is no beginning and no ending, all, and it all goes round and round. And now and then I dream about those things I'd heard and seen, between the colors of her magic love and the diamond shining beams. Oh, oh.
it's in the wrong key, so it's going to just have to end there. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Hey, it's all a journey. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Chris Hannigan, watch for him. We've linked to his Bandcamp space, and sound great. Little like Atlas Paul, too, I just decided.
Yeah, I don't know if you.
Atlas Paul. Yeah, it's a good singer and good songwriter. Thank you for being with us. Look for us again Saturday mornings. A tip of the hat to Darren Morton, old friend. Thanks. Join us again next week, Saturday mornings, for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, here on Public Radio.